You all know the story of Prahlad? I don't know why mother gave the story name Prahlad. Prahlad is a famous saint of India.
Did you give it after Prahlad, the story? Prahlad.
Come on, mommy, tell Kamila, tell them the story.
No, I can't tell the story. You tell the story.
I don't know anything about it.
I'm not on the story.
I know simply that Prahlad was madly in love with the Lord. And
hey, Prahlad knows the story.
Prahlad, you know it?
Then maybe you can share it with us all.
Of course, he is Prahlad. He must be knowing it, no?
He knows it.
Hiranyakashipu was the king, the emperor at the time, the father of Prahlad. Am I right? And he had the pride of being the greatest one, you see. And nobody in this, nobody's subject should take the name of other than Hiranyakashipu. No god, nothing exists except him. But Prahlad, we don't know why, but never accept that, and he would go on repeating the name. What name would you prefer? Krishna, Krishna, something like that.
Narayan.
This goes on, and Hiranyakashipu gets so wild, you know, and you would beat him and this and that, but nothing. You are a little kid, like Prahlad now. And you said Narayan. Why did he say he was born like that? I don't know why. To give us the example of Prahlad, you know, that he has come today. Eventually he maltreated his own son to the degree that he even threw him from the mountaintop, made his soldiers say, take him there and throw him down. I don't want him to live. And still he said Narayan while rolling down. Narayan was the one who helped the Lord. And he's, Hiranyakashipu is stunned, you see, what's the matter with this little creature of mine, he doesn't get death, or what is the matter? So he one day, to cut the story short, of course one day he calls him and says, why do you take his name? Is there anybody else whose name could be taken? There's nobody else here except him. Narayan is the only one. Don't you know that I am the king? Yeah, you are the king, but you will be here for some years and you'll die. But he is the eternal one. And he is everywhere in anything. Oh. Anywhere in everything? Yeah. So what is there in the palace office, there was an iron pillar over there. So he tells his soldiers or his aides, you know, heat it, let it get red hot. So there, he says, well, when it was red hot, he called him again. You said that your Narayan is everywhere in anything? He says, yeah, anything. He's in the pillar also? Says, yeah. Go and then embrace him. So he goes and embraces. And the pillar bursts and comes out of it. Narsingh Avatar. Means what happened was that in his early years, while Prahlad was Prahlad, because in early years the king was also driven mad, you see, in spiritual terms. So he had received a boon. He meditated in order to get big and strong and all that. So he asked for the boon from the Lord when the Lord was pleased. He says, what boon you want? He says, nothing should kill me. I should be so powerful and neither I will not have any death during day or night or by man or beast or anything. So when the Prahlad was made to embrace that, pillar burst, I came out of it, Narsingh, the half lion and half man. And it was neither day or night at the time. What do you call that?
Twilight or dusk or something?
Huh?
Twilight?
Whatever you call it. So that's how he pounced on Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad killed his father. Not your father, of course. Is that story right, Prahlad?
Yeah.
Oh. But why did you give him the name?
I think it's a very good name for him.
He likes it, huh? But does he like it or not?
Yeah, he does.
You like it, Prahlad? You should be proud of it. And then you should live the life that Prahlad lived. And make us all aware of who he is.
That reminds me of one story. Story, go.
What is it?
Once I have read this story. One incident I read that Brabazon's poetry. There's a small story that once a man, he goes to his master and tells the master, I have surrendered, I have come to you and I want to live with you and I give up everything at your feet, and he lays down there. Then the master tells other disciples who are there, and tells that man to remove the clothes, and tells other disciples to just take him in that river. The man had come, he has surrendered to the master and said, Master, I will do anything for you. I have come and surrendered to you, and whatever you tell me, I will do, and all these things. The master says, now, tells him to remove the clothes and tells other disciples to take him to the river and drown him there. So the other people takes that man in the river and drowns him once. Then again the master drowned him again. Then he's taken out and drowned again. And twice or thrice he was done like this. And every time he was struggling for breath, all these things. Struggling. And then after two, three times, the master saw that now he has become very weak. Tells him the people to bring him out. And then ask that man, that when you were drowning, what did you ask for? The man said, of course, I asked for breath only. The master said, you fool, if you had asked for God, I would have given you at that time.